Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Bruising Banter, episode 54. I'm here with my guys. What's up, fellas?
It's another day, another recording. Here we are.
Yeah. We're back and we're better.
Damn, is that a shot at Nish?
Oh, no.
Oh, because in my mind, little, it's like, okay, we're back from the last episode.
Little Bryson Tiller reference.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Forgot about that song.
I still get pissed. I still don't know when the song Don't starts. I always come in like 12 seconds before he actually starts singing. So I just stopped fucking with that song altogether. Like, no, I'm not going to do it anymore.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I wasn't a fan of that song.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just didn't hit for me like it did for everyone else.
This is one side of the, this is one argument that I think you're on the wrong side of, James.
Yeah, I'm on the wrong side of history on this one. And I know I am. I know I am. But it's just, I don't know, it just didn't hit for me.
Damn.
Sorry. It is what it is. So, Bryson Tiller fans, I'm sorry, but don't hit for me.
Oh, okay. I see. Nice. Have we talked shit about artists that don't do it for us? Have we ever talked about that before?
No, but I did have this thing that one of our producers sent me, and it was like kind of like an artist is something that we don't really fuck with, and it's called Boo That Man. And I had wrote it down. It's funny that you brought that segment up. I guess it could be a new segment.
Brought to you by Brisk Iced Tea.
Before we get into anything, I got a request from a listener.
Okay.
My boy, it's a Valentine's shout out from my boy Adrian to his girlfriend Jade. Told him I'd do it for him. Shout out Jade from your boyfriend. He says, I love you, bitch. I ain't never gonna stop loving you, bitch. So happy Valentine's Day.
That's romantic as hell. this episode will be dropping on Valentine's Day. All right, so happy Lover's Day to all of you out there. Happy Valentine's Day to my wife, because she'll be hearing this on Friday. She doesn't get any, you know, early listens. She's not subscribed to the Patreon, so no early episodes for her. I mean, if we're doing plugs, this episode is brought to you by our good friend Dallas Gutierrez at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas 877-5-DALLAS. It's never a bad thing to have a good attorney in your corner. So he's a good one. If you ever need one, give him a call.
Oh, yeah. Back to our little segment, Boo That Man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Boo this man.
Why are you calling me? I'm right.
Who would you throw into this category off top?
So is the question just musicians that we don't fuck with?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be any like famous people we don't fuck with, to be honest.
If you want to
like expand it,
the musician Russ.
Russ,
that's,
yeah,
I fucking know.
Yeah, that's a, that's on top of the list.
Fucking hate him.
Yeah, definitely top. Russ, what's his name? 6ix9ine.
Yeah, Tekashi, bro. I thought you liked some of his songs.
Nah, I don't like any of them songs, bro. Hell nah.
I think you did, dude.
I never did, bro.
We have to check the previous 53 episodes.
Nah, not for me. Sorry. Mm-mm.
Greg, who you boo?
I never liked Lil Pump.
Mm.
I don't know.
Damn, Louis is gonna be offended
if anybody really did.
I thought Louis loved that man.
Oh yeah, I think he did for a little while.
Which makes sense. If you know Louis, that's fitting.
Didn't Lil Pump go broke too?
I don't know. I'll be keeping up with Lil Pump.
Oh, I don't know.
I hope he did. I hope he's broke.
I feel like I heard that or saw it on Twitter, because J. Cole had that verse on one of his albums about these like little pumps and stuff like that come out in the industry, and then by the time they know it, they broke, and then like maybe a year or so later, I think I saw an article that Lil Pump was broke.
He's broke.
Yeah.
J. Cole spitting facts. Let me see if I can get you one more. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, definitely. I feel that one.
No, I was thinking of here's another one, G Easy. That's Greg's favorite girl's boyfriend.
Who?
Halsey.
I thought they broke up.
Oh shit! I'm not in. No, they might have broken up.
I think they did.
Oh, you made me forget what I was gonna say. I had somebody in my head. anyway, moving on. It'll come to me later, probably. But yeah, I mean, we could make that a segment and just bring up people who want to boo.
I love
it. Travis Kelce. I'm going to go ahead and put him in there already.
Ooh. Is he like in the middle or is he like just edging in there?
He definitely might podium. You know, he might win a medal. in my booze. Well, damn. That sounds weird. Not my booze, but I would boo.
Yeah.
You catch my drift. Sorry. I'm going off the rails. This can definitely be a new segment. I'll reflect back on it. Give myself a week to think about the people I hate the most. So as we normally do, we get very political on this show. So I'm going to get right into it. If y'all were elected to, you know, the presidential office, the current president, if you want to call him that, just be picking some dumbass people to run these departments. So if you were elected president, what are you making each of us department heads of? And would you create a new department or would you just pick one that already exists? Like Greg's overseeing my treasury.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Or he's just going to be over gold. I don't know what that's called. He's just going to oversee all the gold in the country.
I think that falls in line with the treasury.
You know, is that a new department or something?
Nah, it's just called gold.
Yeah, I was going to do the same thing, throw him in the treasury. For you, G, probably
Negro relations?
Education or I don't think you can do what's it called? What is it? The defense or what is it?
Right? Secretary of Defense?
Yeah, there you go. Couldn't think of the damn word.
Boy.
I feel like, because like the way you dislike Pat Mahomes or something like that, you're going to dislike somebody from another country and say, hey, bro, let's throw on the table. We got to get rid of this guy.
Push the button. If I was the Secretary of Defense, I'd come to work every day just like Batman.
Where's the trigger? Where's the detonator?
Y'all got the codes?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Don't worry, I won't tell anybody the codes except my friends.
Hell Jane, nah, bro.
I had you as overseeing agriculture.
I can grow some shit.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna stop planting all y'all's bullshit crops. We're only gonna grow potatoes and carrots.
What we need, bro, essentials. That's it.
What is that? A beet? Get that shit out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. What is the other thing?
I'm at a department, bro.
What is that one? Brussels sprouts? Get them out.
You don't like Brussels sprouts?
Nah, bro. I've tried them multiple times, and I guess I'm not making it right, or they just not hitting.
You oil them bad boys up with some salt and pepper and like some bacon bits?
Oh, I'll throw bacon bits on it, no.
I don't think you're supposed to. It's tough. It defeats the vegetable.
I'm going to put James in charge of the Department of Transportation.
What? He's been through like 8 cars.
No, you had like a wrecking or something, bro.
Figure it out, James. I'm gonna put G in the hold on. I'm looking through the agency list right here because I want some obscure shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good word. Obscure.
What is this, bro? Hold on 1 second.
Speaking of words, I got a segment for words here in a second. So glad you said that.
I'm gonna put G in the I'm gonna make G. Ooh, look at this. G Commission on Presidential Scholars. I don't know what they do.
Yeah,
something you would do.
I could have $1,000.
I'm gonna put Lewis in charge of the intelligence agency.
Oh God.
You know, he'd be in IT.
He's gonna leak everybody's information on accident.
And I'm gonna put my mentor from tech to run the Department of Energy, and that's it. Everything else, I'm Elon Musking and cutting funding for all the rest of that shit.
Cut it off.
Y'all see his little boy tell DT to shut up?
Yeah, bro, that shit's crazy.
I didn't see that, nah.
Yeah, Elon was basically holding a press conference in the Oval Office, and he had his kid in there, and the little kid just tells Trump, you need to shut your mouth or some shit like that.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he said, shut the fuck up.
What the fuck is Elon or even doing in Washington, bro, and all these federal buildings and shit?
Hanging out, man.
Just hanging out.
Running the country.
Fucking crazy, bro.
Motherfucker substitute teaching it.
Stupid as hell, bro. I can't believe that shit. Greg, you have something before I ask this question?
There's a deadly asteroid.
Yeah.
It's supposed to hit us in 2032. We have a 2.1% chance of getting hit. Or 1 in 47 for for all you gamblers out there that, you know, want to gamble on it. I hope it hits us. You know what I'm saying? I've been very against humanity for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I think my boy Thanos was onto something. You know what I'm saying? He should have got a Nobel instead of his ass whooped.
Wow.
A Nobel. So this is a planet killer?
I'm not really. I'm trying to find it, bro. This fucking article from the NPR is telling me everything but
how big it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2% sounds a lot, you know, it makes me a lot more calm than 1 in 47. I hear 1 in 47, I'm like, oh. Yeah.
It ain't looking good.
Those odds, I mean, you can get crazier odds on an NFL Sunday.
We're going to have to pull out fucking Armageddon, get all them damn drillers up there, split that bitch in two.
The reason NPR be bullshitting is because it's still too far away for them to, like, actually know how big it is.
Oh. That bitch is like the size of a pebble. It ain't gonna do nothing.
Shit, how close it gotta be before we figure out how if it's gonna kill us or not? Like right on us, sir.
That's 7 years away. I mean, I don't know how to math on it, but that's pretty fucking far. If you're, how does that work? 7 years away? I don't know. It takes 6 hours to get to Dallas. I feel like 7 years is pretty fucking far.
And the rocket ship moves a lot faster than a Toyota truck. So.
Yeah.
You know, some rough estimates. That's approximately 7 trips to Houston.
At least.
Based off of the last episode and today, this is we're a futuristic podcast now.
Give it a few more years. We'll know how big that asteroid is.
You said 2032?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Be on the lookout. It's coming.
Be on the lookout.
I'm going to buy me a telescope. Just look up every day, see if I don't see a dot that's getting bigger every day. If there was an opportunity to go, you know, live on a different planet, would you do it if you had to establish humanity on that planet?
Oh, I got to establish humanity?
Or like you and a bunch of other people. Like, they take you with scientists and some mechanics. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you meant just me. I said, I ain't built like that, bro. I'm not restarting humanity.
David's going to die.
Yeah, I am not making that shit.
There's no water. Where the hell's the in and out?
Wait, so like, let me ask this. Do I have a few years before humanity is done, or is just like me and a few scientists and some other volunteers already gone and the planet's already gone?
I mean, the Earth is still, you know, functioning, but they're just saying like, hey, you know, we're either overpopulated or the Earth is going to get taken out by a planet killer, so...
Yeah,
James, we need you and this special team. Put y'all in a space station, and y'all got to make this planet inhabitable.
I'm not going, bro.
I've seen too many of them alien movies where, like, you inhale some dust, and all of a sudden you got the shit growing inside of you.
Nah. Yeah, you got that fucking gout growing on your arm. Nah, I'm cool.
Just wake up and your eyes like down by where your cheek is. Like, hey, that's not supposed to be there, man.
Fucking chest burst coming that much. I'm cool, bro. I'll stay on Earth. If it blows up, it blows up.
Can we kill anybody? I don't think I don't want to go. There ain't no cold snacks on another planet, bro. I gotta start from scratch essentially.
Yeah.
Industrial Revolution 2.0. Fuck that, bro. I'm not doing none of that shit.
Tell you, I'm not built for that, bro. Just I'll go down with the planet. Fuck it.
Yeah. Same.
If they send me to a planet, I'm gonna be Papa Smurf. You know what I'm saying? I'm running shit up there.
Now,
one step off that space station, like, nah, let's go back. Mm-hmm. I changed my mind.
I gotta wear in a fucking suit just to breathe. Nah, I'm cool.
Fair.
Now, scenario, if they did like a draft and you got pulled and it's like 30 years in prison or just go up to space, what you doing?
30 years, baby.
No, I'll go up to space. I don't really want to go to jail.
I'll do a dirty 30.
Hey, bro, fuck it. I'll go to jail too. I just don't see how going to space makes any sense for me.
It doesn't, James. You're better off whenever you're not just floating. Right here, two feet on the ground, 10 toes. This is the perfect version of James.
I'm saying we still got astronauts still stuck up there from fucking June.
God.
And you expect me to go save the world and go restart shit? Bro, what if we blow up halfway up there? No, I'm cool. I'll blow up on the Earth.
I remember you.
Elon Musk said he wants to die off the coast of Mars. And maybe I'm dumb, but I don't know what fucking coast does Mars have?
Oh, off the coast of Mars.
He's talking about like just the planet, the coast of the planet.
We could send him up there.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
We could expedite the process. Hey, go ahead, Elon. Go check it out.
Ejectocito, bitch.
That's exactly. Out your own spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he talking about off the coast, bro. Let they know something we don't.
he must. Wouldn't be surprised. You know there's all types of secrets and shit.
Yeah, so, nah. He had that. Recently, at my job, we got a new drink. It's a tropical 7-Up or whatever.
Oh. The booty sweat, that energy drink.
Oh, nah, bro. We ain't got that yet, but it's on the way. Anyway, they gave us samples and stuff. And I don't know if y'all remember this drink from back in the early 2000s, the Sprite remix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So it made me like really reminisce about that and think about this question. So what drinks or snacks or anything like that from the early 2000s, late 90s do you miss that we don't have anymore? Because Sprite Remix, they discontinued that. We don't have that anywhere anymore.
Mm. I think we've done this before, haven't we?
Have we done this?
I think we have.
Yeah, we've talked about nostalgic snacks because I mentioned the Doritos and like the little tube, the little puffed one, and the Cheetos
Astral. Oh, you're right, bro. I just thought I had that drink and that fucking put me in that.
But I think that was snacks. I think I don't know if we covered drinks because I don't remember talking about it. I know what answer I would have gave.
Oh, not we may not have done drinks. It may have just been food.
We'll just do drinks then.
Have something back from back in the day. Boy, give me a fucking Surge, dude. I'm gonna run through a fucking wall.
Oh, shit. Surge.
That ugly ass bottle.
Bro, yeah, I saw that.
Disgusting, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Man, I don't know what tea it was. It may have been Brisk, but there was a commercial with that snowman where he's all skeletons and bones and he walks in, opens the refrigerator, and he drinks a tea and he turns back into a snowman.
Yeah, that was Brisk.
Was it Brisk? Mm. Well, they made it different back then. That shit hit different back then.
Yeah, let me make sure. If I could get one of them Surges, I would mix it with one of them Panera lemonades that were killing people last year. You remember that?
Yeah. It wasn't Brisk. It was Nesty. Nesty Cool.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, those drinks were crazy, killing people. Well, they were like doing way too much with that shit, bro. Like, why you need all that caffeine in that one drink?
Imagine though, bro. You put a Surge in that bitch, you couldn't get on a plane with that.
You're gonna be fucking vibrating. That's crazy. Greg's out there zooted and coked up. Nah, he's just drank a Surge.
He's off that Surge of Panera lemonade.
That deadly combo. That's a good transition though. You're in the snack niche, so I'm gonna segue from that. I don't know what I was thinking of, what I was watching, but do you remember the show Jimmy Neutron?
Yes.
Do you remember those little candies that were on there, the little chocolate thing with the little bumps on them?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called though.
Me neither. But I was thinking of animated food or food from a show or something, fake, basically fictional food that just always looked delicious. And then fucking candies from Jimmy Neutron always looked delicious. I always told myself I wanted them.
They look delicious. What do you mean, bro?
They look like fucking little, like those little like cancer cell things that get attached to everything.
Yeah, they should look like a virus, dude.
That's what
that
is, like.
That didn't go the way I thought it was going to. I thought you were going to be in agreement with me. I'll turn it over to you.
I looked it up. Hold on. 10 flavors Jimmy used in that candy. Chewy, gummy, nutty, sweet, sour, salty, spicy, tangy, fruity, and fudgy. Ain't no fucking way, dude. That's that purple little ball.
What the fuck?
Hey, give me a 12-pack.
You ought to just get a take five and throw it in a bag of Hot Cheetos. It's the same shit.
You got some deadly combos today. Surge and Panera lemonade and then that shit. So what animated foods or fictional foods are y'all rocking with?
Mm-hmm. Anything that Goku ever ate, boy. I want to eat just like him.
The fucking dinosaurs?
What are those little beans? The Sensu beans?
Sensu beans.
Hey, bro. A little pick-me-up on that 2 o'clock feeling? Yeah, give me a Sensu bean real quick. Pop that bitch in.
That shit, have you trained in a hyperbolic chamber?
Get me through the workday. Fuck it.
You can eat, boy.
Yeah, for sure.
I think about sandwiches from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, they'd be doing sandwiches.
Remember Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island and they had those crawfish?
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. Crawfish looked good. I thought crawfish was the best thing in the world because I watched that movie.
That's like the second or third time we've referenced that damn movie in this show.
It's a good movie, dude. I need to watch it too.
It is. It's a classic.
I started eating ramen because of fucking Naruto. They be making that shit look good in Naruto, bro. I'm like, yeah, give me 10 bowls of that.
That's a good one. I thought about Krabby Patties, you know, shout out SpongeBob.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I always wanted them Ed and Eddie Jawbreakers, bro.
God damn, them things are size of huge, bro. Size of a football.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just wanted one of them hoes.
What about little sleeper here? What about the Nako from Kim Possible?
Oh, shit.
Remember that?
Side tangent real quick. You know the voice actor for Kim Possible? She got shot this past weekend.
That's Ren from Even Stevens.
Yeah. She
got shot in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But, I mean, it's not deadly or anything, but it's still crazy she got shot in the face.
Cruel world.
Well, because she was, her and her husband were like doing those clay duck things.
Pigeon?
Pool. Oh, yeah, whatever. And somebody on the side turned the wrong way and shot her in the face. That's fucking crazy.
That's like the Dick Cheney incident all over again.
That's how Cheney killed that one guy.
Straight up. Straight up.
It was an accident. No, it wasn't, man.
On a lighter note, to end the question, that pizza from the Goofy movie. Oh, fucking cheese pool, boy. God damn.
Crazy.
Yeah.
On a pizza one, anytime the Ninja Turtles had pizza.
Boy.
Want some.
Every time, man. I mean, like, yeah, I need that pizza immediately.
Animated or, you know, the animatronics.
The live action one. Yeah, bro. Because they be bringing them like 30 boxes of pizza and open them. I'm like, yeah. Slime me some of that.
I'll take it.
That should look crazy. Did I ask y'all this last week? I think I had it on here, but I don't think I got to ask it. If you could be a vacation, what would you be?
If I could be a vacation?
Be a vacation.
I ain't never going to bring nobody peace. I ain't never going to be a vacation.
Greg's going to be a Monday.
A Monday.
Yeah.
So can you explain? Can you elaborate? I don't understand. So like, what's your answer?
Me?
Yeah.
Mine is like a fucking, I would be just a chill island, like a Fiji or something like that. Just a, what, why are you shaking your head already, bro?
That's not what you would be, bro. All
right, what would I be?
TP out in Palo Duro Canyon.
Dusty ass Palo Duro Canyon. Just a TP, just a tent, chilling.
That's fucking holy crazy. Shit.
I'd be a fan boat tour in Louisiana. Is that a vacation?
That's a vacation.
Or a river boat. Do you know the gambling boats?
The river boats?
Yeah, something like that. Something slow but cool, but also kind of fast. Mosquitoes, ass.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I think I'm all-inclusive casino resort, but in like some shitty location like Oklahoma.
Reno.
Yeah.
Or just the random ass
Hobbs, New Mexico.
Yeah. Fucking hell, bro.
Ain't Jake from Hobbs? No offense, Jake, if you listen, bro. My bad.
No, he's from Clovis.
Oh, thank God.
Hey. Yeah, James, you ain't no Fiji. What the
nah,
fuck
bro, I'm a fucking Fiji. I don't care Fiji, what y'all bro. Say. I'm fucking Fiji, man.
No, you not Guam. You Dasani, bro. You Dasani. You not Fiji, bro.
Nah, hell nah, bro.
You're a cabin in Montana.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I see the wide open space. I didn't even see it,
bro. It's flat.
What you mean? No.
Nah.
Anyway.
You're maybe like a weekend in Round Rock.
The fuck out of here.
I like how we just use this as an opportunity to talk shit. Yeah, I'm the type of vacation where halfway through you're like, this was a mistake. Can we get our money back? Speaking of water, you know me, big Politico. What are you renaming the Gulf of Mexico to? We'll keep it light. We're not doing it the way that ass is doing it. Like I saw one, it was like Gulf of Tyrone.
Gulf of Tyrone. Oh, damn. I don't know. That's a good ass question.
Gulf of Jimmy's brother, you know, from Superbad. You know who you look like?
Jimmy's brother.
Just naming it after something iconic.
Yeah. Shit. That's
pretty good.
Go for Jimmy's brother. I got nothing for that. Go for what?
Go for Jimmy's brother. That's pretty good.
Oh, I got nothing for you. I'm looking around my house, see what I got.
Go get for it out here.
Right?
Go for fan.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to call it the goal for Leonard Skinner. God. Hey, you play Freebird all the time out there.
Go for Freebird.
Just be floating on that bitch and Freebird just be playing.
That's the only piece of music you can play out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Goal of...
Like this one says Jamarcus.
Jamarcus. Jamarcus. I got nothing, bro. I really don't have anything.
Damn.
That's why you're in charge of transportation and nothing else.
You just got to make stoplights.
Sorry. Creativity went out the window. I don't know what to use for it.
That's crazy. You could have been like Gulf of Fire, whoever the GM is for the Panthers.
Gulf of Cam.
There you go.
No, that's stupid. I'm not going to say that. I was about to say something crazy.
don't do it.
Don't get bleeped. Real quick on sports, since we forgot to mention this last week about the Luka trade, shit's fucking crazy, bro.
Y'all are basketball heads.
All the people that were on rest or whatever tightened up and said, "Oh yeah, we playing Sunday. We gonna go and everything. We're not getting traded." But I don't know. It was just a weird thing, just because like he literally just took them to the finals last year. And turn around to this year. I think it's just because they didn't want to pay him next year. That $365 million sound crazy.
Mm.
But at the same time, that's your franchise player. So I don't know. You're going to run through Kyrie and AD that are, you know, on the tail end of their careers, kind of. Not all the way, but they're like the 30s and stuff.
They're
and
closer Luka, to retiring than they are to
when
they're drafted.
Exactly. So I don't know. It was just a weird move, and then on the way out, you want to shit on Luka saying he was overweight and all these other things. I don't know, bro. That was weird.
Greg, what was your initial thought?
I think what's that dude's name, Nico Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think he's getting a kickback from the Lakers. If I'm keeping it a buck, there's no way you make that trade.
Wow,
you know, for any reason, especially in the West, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, that's one thing I like about Pop and the Spurs. Like, they will not fucking help anybody in the West, especially the Lakers. That's why Kawhi went to Toronto of all fucking places.
Just send them out.
This is the furthest place he can go.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. I really don't. I really think there's some collusion there. I don't think it's being handled properly. My boy David Stern is rolling in his grave. I think he's trying to get out that bitch, because there's no way in hell that...
That was my thoughts, because like when he was still alive, that Chris Paul trade to the Lakers when Kobe was there, they said veto. That shit ain't happening.
Exactly.
No,
like, that shit is insane, bro. I feel like it's I think they're trying to maintain the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, LeBron's on his way out, obviously. Mm-hmm. AD always hurt. They have shit picks for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think there must have been a kickback for Nico. That's the only reason. That trade is so stupid. Like, that's the only thing I could think of. Like, nobody in their fucking right mind makes that trade.
I'm saying, bro. I thought it was fucking fake when I saw it. I thought it was NBA Central that was fucking treating that shit. I was like, bro, what? What are you talking about right now?
I was with Nish when it happened, and I didn't believe it was fake. She had to ask me what happened like 3 times because I was just sitting there like, in no fucking way.
I'm saying, bro, after that trade, all these stars that were sitting out tightened up and said, "Oh yeah, we playing next game. We not getting traded."
Josh Hart is like, "Man, they just traded the franchise. Ain't nobody safe."
Yeah. That fool, De'Aaron Fox too, bro. He had that like exploding emoji, and then somebody called you and said, "Hey, bro, you next." The next day, bro, he gets sent to San Antonio.
But he knew though. I think
he knew.
That one was written in the stars or whatever. What's the expression? Written in stone? I don't know. But
What tripped me out about De'Aaron Fox coming to San Antonio is his wife is from San Antonio. Oh. And apparently part of the hangup was that his wife didn't want to leave California. I kind of figured she'd want to go home. What do I know?
Damn.
Mm.
Didn't he change his jersey number for her too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, shout out Good Man. There are still some of you out there. Some of us. Shoot me. I am still in that category. Trade talks. Houston, the hell we doing? Houston, we have a problem. How the hell you not trade for anybody? And then after the trade deadline, they go on to lose like six in a row. It hurt. But
who do y'all need?
Somebody, damn. Did you not hear me say we lost six in a row in all those games they led like in the third or fourth quarter?
Well, that whole team is young, though. So, I mean, they just got to get used to the tenure of a season, because you can go on these runs and stuff, and then you'll have these losses. You just got to figure out how to turn that corner so you can get back up. They're just super young. That's all it is.
The vet on that team is Jeff Green. He is not the vet that you need, man.
No, definitely not. Probably not.
No, there's rumors about KD going, but they didn't turn into anything. But
yeah, there's a whole bunch of rumors about KD moving, because I saw that there were rumors that he might go back to Golden State, and then I heard Houston and Minnesota. I'm like, I don't think he's moving. I just don't see him.
Ant would be scary hours.
That'd be pretty good.
Holy shit, dude. I'd watch Minnesota basketball then.
I just can't really believe it didn't work in Phoenix, because, I mean, for the longest time, I wanted Booker to be a Spur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I just don't think that team in Phoenix, they just don't work together. They all need the ball.
Who's the coach in Phoenix?
Oh, shit. Who is the coach?
Ain't it a black dude?
I don't know who it is, actually.
All black dude. Anyway.
I think they got rid of him, didn't they?
They might have.
I'm pretty sure they hired Milwaukee's old coach, Bud.
Oh,
I think I could be wrong.
Yeah. Let me see real quick. I want to see.
That may be the case.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the coach. Yeah. Because, like, they're 26 and 27 right now. You have KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal, all scorers, but they all need the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't work. It just doesn't. So,
wow. That trade. One of the Morris twins got traded. Did you see his quote?
No.
He was surprised that he got traded, and Bleacher Report put it out, and they quoted him in big-ass font. Who the hell wants me? Man was shook whenever he found out he got traded. He's like, what? Somebody wants me? That's going to be the tweet moving forward, or the quote moving forward.
Schroeder? Bro can't even put his feet down anywhere. Sending that man everywhere, bro.
Bro, I've said it before on this podcast. I am a generational bag fumbler when it comes to women. But Schroeder is a generational bag fumbler when it comes to contracts, bro. He's passed up like two really good, solid
major contracts. Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's living in motels.
He made that comment about how the trade deadline, or how the whole trade market, is like slavery. And then after that, people are like, nope, gone. 24 hours, four teams.
Bro, can set his feet anyway. He's just on the plane across the country and everything, bro. Crazy.
Did you know that Nico Harrison is also the guy responsible for Steph Curry not being with Nike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said, talk about generational bag fumblers. This motherfucker been losing.
Why would you hire that guy, bro? What the fuck were the Mavs thinking?
I don't know, dude.
After Mark Cuban sold his majority share, it's kind of just been shit.
Mm-hmm. Because he said
MAGA owners.
Yeah. Mark Cuban said that he would trade his wife before he ever trade Luka. And that was before he was still a majority owner. And now he's like, you know, a minor owner. And I want to know what that phone call was like when he called fucking Nico. Like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
What have you done?
What have you done? Just fell to his knees.
The people, the fans at American Airlines have been crazy. They were boycotting and they were offering refunds for season ticket holders for home games because they were offloading their tickets. Homeboy, yesterday, they were doing a karaoke thing on the Megatron. Not Megatron. Is that what it's called?
Jumbotron.
I'm thinking of fucking Transformers. He's singing along, and then he stops, and then he mouths the words, "Fire Nico." And then shortly after on Twitter, you see videos of security escorting him out.
Oh, shit. I don't understand it, man. That was just such a weird trade, bro.
I can't believe they had him kicked out, bro. Nico is a bitch for that. One, two, he went to the SMU game yesterday, and all the students were screaming like "fuck you, Nico" or something, or "fire Nico." I don't really fuck with SMU, but hey, good for them.
even Jason Kidd, when they had that interview, you could see it on Jason Kidd's face. Like, what the fuck did you do, bro?
He looks so sad.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. I don't understand it. Whatever. So I'm not a Mavs fan.
Damn.
That's like trading the fucking Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown, bro. Like, I don't know.
Anyway, I would trade Tatum. I'll trade that light-skinned devil.
That's crazy. We keeping him.
Trade him to Houston, baby.
I wanted to do this little game with y'all. I saw this on another pod, but they did like older words. So this is going to be old slang words. And I want y'all to see if y'all can figure out what these words mean. And we're going to 1920 slang words.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Fuck.
You're all going to be racial.
I picked the non-racial ones.
Okay. So there was some racial ones.
Yeah, there was some more racial ones, yes. Yeah. But, okay, so these are 1920s, and I just want to see what y'all think they mean.
Okay, so hold on. Just real quick. Did you use them in the 1920s?
All right. Pot over.
Classic.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay. The cat's pajamas.
Oh, that's cool. The shit right there.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, like it, yeah, like Greg said, that's the shit.
That's the shit.
Okay. Yeah, that's the meaning, the most excellent, coolest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a toot.
On a toot?
On a toot.
Like in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm going to go with in a hurry.
Or like do it quickly.
Yes. Yes, final answers?
On a toot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
To go on a drinking spree.
What?
Type
they didn't
shit,
even drink. There's prohibition.
That's what I'm about to start saying when I'm getting fucked up.
Going on a toot.
All right. And this one, egg. E-G-G, egg.
It sounds like something. Sounds like something. Like a. That sounds derogatory. Like, man, this shit's an egg. That shit is the bust.
Mm, okay.
I'm going to go with maybe just how an egg looks. Like, oh, it's round. Like, that's egg.
That's egg.
Yeah, that's so egg.
All right. It's two meanings. It means just like a regular man. This is mostly for like women calling out like a man. It's like, oh, look at that egg over there. And then it also means someone who lives extravagantly.
Wow.
Those are two opposite meanings.
Yeah, that's the two meanings for it. I don't know, bro. I'm not from the 1920s. I don't know what the fuck they doing.
Yes, you are.
Shut up.
Boy, right. If somebody called me an egg, what do you mean by that? What do you mean egg?
What'd you call me?
I mean, it's extravagant now because them motherfuckers is $12 a dozen.
All right. Know your onions.
Know your onions. Like your manners. Mind your manners.
Oh, okay.
Know your onions. I think it's got something to do with, I don't know, bro. That's a weird one. Know your onions. What the fuck? Does that have something to do with enemies?
No.
Fuck. I don't know.
No guess?
No guess.
All right. The meaning is to know what you're talking about, be knowledgeable.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good. I said mind your P's and Q's.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Sorry, I didn't hear that. My fault. But yeah, know what you're talking about, knowledgeable. Last one. Glad rags.
Glad rags?
Glad rags.
That means you can you dance really well.
Okay.
Nah, that's women.
That's crazy.
That's women, bro. If they're calling men eggs, the men must have been calling some fucked up shit, bro.
This is the 1920s, but it means fancy clothes you wear on a night out.
Damn. That makes sense. Like rags to riches, but rags.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The clothes you wear to impress women is what I was saying.
He just said, that's what you meant. Reminds me of that clip. The dude, he said, I'm not gay anymore. I like women, women. That boy was gay.
But yeah, that's what there was, some slang words from 1920, bro. Yeah, besides the racial shit, they were saying some off the wall stuff.
What were the racist ones?
I'm not gonna read them, bro.
I'm only right.
Not gonna do that.
I'm gonna put a bleep on it.
You gotta get the people what they want, James.
That's not what they want.
They want you to slip up.
Anyway, moving on.
Can I talk about my prediction for the Super Bowl commercial being accurate?
Which one?
Didn't I predict the Detroiters being in a commercial?
Yeah, you did. I missed it. I didn't see the commercial. It was. I know it happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's that pizza rolls one. Him and it's Tim Robinson, and then the black dude's name I don't know. I'm drawing blank.
Did I miss that commercial? I don't remember that one.
The alien's dying because he gets shut in the door.
Damn, I think I did miss that one.
The broadcast.
I was also right.
Yeah, Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal.
Yeah. I didn't know Sydney Sweeney was going to be in it. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Winner. Yeah, that was a surprise. That was a surprise. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
I'm not even going to lie. I had the game on, bro, but I was grilling, and I honestly really didn't pay attention to any of it.
Mm. I like the alien Dorito one, of course. The sloth one was funny.
Yeah,
I do remember the sloth one. That one was that was funny. I'll go with that too.
That one was funny.
But like, there was a commercial where I think the kid had like cancer, but he was like a boxer
before. Oh,
that shit was sad, bro. I was like, I was coming in the house and I stopped to look at it, and then the sad part hit, and I was like, what the fuck, bro? I'm back outside, bro.
I'm pretty sure Pete cried.
I cried outside.
I cried outside.
I came in. I said, it's smoke.
Yes, I told you. I said, yeah. Once I heard that music change, I just stopped watching.
Turn it off. I'm trying to think of what other commercials were. Oh, the Glenn Powell one. When he has the fucking blonde wig. I forgot what the fuck it was, but
he's doing the Three Little Bears.
There you go. I thought that one was cool.
Yeah, I like the. I'm gonna be corny. The women's sports one.
Oh yeah, that one was good too.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah. I've completely forgot about that one. Shit. I always like the Clydesdale, bro. They can just be sitting there for all I
know,
care.
James, I know you got some big ass horses, but just
they ain't got to do shit. They just got to show a picture of them. I'm like, hell yeah, good commercial.
10 out of 10, no notes.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, bro.
It was a cool commercial.
Don't even drink that beer, but fuck it. Them horses is cool.
Somebody give me a Budweiser right now.
I can't think of any of the other commercials off the top of my head, but
I think those were the best ones, honestly.
Yeah, to be honest. Because I feel like a lot of the other ones were like super AI generated. Like just not like they just put their shit through GBT and like, yeah, let's run with that. And they just put it out there.
We're missing one. I think it was one of the first ones, the Ben Affleck and the Duncan one with Drewski.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. That one was good, too.
That one was good.
You know which one was lame, though? The fucking Stop the Hate with Snoop Dogg. And I don't know who the fuck he was talking to.
Tom Brady's old white ass.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, bro, boo. Put him on the top of that. Yeah, boo that man, bro. Put it on the top.
People were, I was on Twitter, and they're like, Snoop, we don't hate you for all those reasons. We hate you because you're a fucking Uncle Tom now.
Yeah, I did not like that one.
Lame, bro.
Yeah, straight up.
Lame as shit.
Can't we all just get along? Fuck that shit, bro.
No,
what did he say? He said, I hate that we have to make this type of commercial. And I'm like, bro, get the fuck off the TV.
We hate it too.
Yeah. I hate this shit, man.
All you're doing is pissing us off more.
Exactly, dude. I wanted to ask y'all this because I was listening to Lamar Morris's podcast the other day. And he had Damon Wayans Jr. and what's his name? Nick on there. I forget his Jake Johnson. So which new girl character would you replace and who would you add?
Well, I know Greg's answer.
Yeah, I know Greg's answer, but I just want to know who he would add.
I would remove Jessica Day and I would add, fuck, I don't know, dude. Like, do I need to add somebody to make the show better?
Aaron Yeager.
Or to keep it cohesive? Like, I don't know what I mean. Like, it's a bit of a broad question because I could say, like, Steven Seagal, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is he gonna do with that show?
Just whoever you want to add to the show, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna take out Jessica Day and I'm gonna put in Danny DeVito.
Hey,
I'm not mad at it. Not mad at it.
I think I would take out from New Girl, right?
Yeah, New Girl.
I want to replace Outside Dave with
Inside Dave.
Is it Inside Dave?
Outside Dave.
Outside Dave with either the crackhead from the Chappelle Show or Tyrone Biggum.
Wow, the same person.
Or no, Ashy Larry. Ashy or Tyrone
Biggum. I'm rich. Imagine Ashy Larry on New Girl.
Be beautiful.
You got five on me real quick. I gotta go get the back alley. Oh shit. I don't even know if I want, I think I wanted more of I forget his name, but Schmidt's brother. He's out the off of Step Brothers when he's yelling at fucking
that's his Will cousin.
That is his brother.
Big Schmidt?
Yeah, Big Schmidt. That's Rob Riggle. Yeah, I just want more of him in there.
Whenever they're on the bachelor trip, that shit's he's fucking with that old woman. So I like that turquoise.
What does he call it? My desert flower or some shit like that.
I really like Robbie.
Oh yeah, Robbie's funny too.
For some reason, I fucked with Robbie.
Oh shit.
That's a good question. I like that. I like that idea of taking away a character and putting somebody in.
I think I would just add, maybe take Jessica Day away and just add Big Schmidt in there. Just call it cool. Just the arguments in there would be fucking hilarious. She's a
little piece of the show.
I know. I don't have a problem with her as much as Greg does, but I just like when him and Schmidt like interact because they're just fucking competing all the time.
No, I'm the real Schmidt.
Yeah, all day.
All day.
I mean, we could have a different actress play Jessica Day.
Who would you want?
I need somebody versatile. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be somebody younger.
Sydney Sweeney.
Not younger anymore. Somebody that was young back then.
Oh.
Who were we coming up with back then?
Megan Fox, that was already in the show.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, this guy would have been fired, bro. She could have done some dancing. He's like, honey, bro, it would have been crazy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jessica Biel. Put Jessica Biel in there. Fuck it, bro.
Oh, yeah, Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm. What's her name? Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else who was big back then.
I wanted to say Elizabeth Banks, but I felt like she might have been a little too old.
Viola Davis?
Viola Davis? And the same get up and shit too, bro?
Yeah, just a pantsuit.
What about that girl that played Ice Cube's daughter in 22 Jump Street? Oh, she was in the show too.
Yeah, she was in the show too. Yeah. Damn. Oh, well, the first roommate with the big ass eyes, with the big blue eyes.
Oh, Alexandria Daddario.
Yeah. I would be mad about her being in that.
I'll drink to that, James. Goddamn.
That's a good question. That's one of your better questions, James.
Thank you.
Only think about that all day. Four episodes, baby.
Hey, I try, man. I try.
James,
song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by our good friend Dallas Gutierrez at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas. 877-5-DALLAS.
My song of the week this week, Spanish Castle Magic by Jimi Hendrix. I'm learning how to play it, so it's been on repeat.
I struggle with mine because Bad Bunny's album got all these uppercase and lowercase. So I don't even know if I'm reading this shit right.
I'm telling you, bro. Like when I struggled the other day when I picked a song.
But mine is Café con Ron.
Okay. Coffee with the Ron.
No, just with Ron. R-O-N.
Oh, I thought you said Ron. My fault.
No. Like,
this is not a bad idea, though.
Café con Ron.
Mine is Novocaine, Frank Ocean.
Damn. Fucking banger, bro. That takes me back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Real quick on that, I didn't realize this until earlier. Blonde dropped in 2016, and we haven't heard from Frank Ocean since, bro.
Oh, he dropped those singles, DHL.
What am I gonna do with that?
Isn't that Moon River? Didn't Moon River drop in between them two?
Yeah, the last song.
DHL was a good song.
Last song he dropped was in 2019.
When did Biking drop? Didn't Biking drop?
It was like that was 2017.
Damn.
I have the singles right here. So, my fault. Dear April and Cayendo dropped in 2020.
I like Cayendo. That was a good song.
Yeah, that was a good song. In My Room was 2019. DHL was 2019.
Yeah, DHL River. Was 2019, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my God, we're in 2025, bro. Fuck.
Moon River was 2018. Provider 2017. Biking 2017. All these are 2017.
Holy shit.
And the last album was 2016. He only has two albums, but I mean, besides the visual album, but he dropped that the same year.
And Vaughn still fucking slaps, along with Channel Orange. Yeah. Those are timeless, man. That's crazy.
Back to back. And he said, fuck it up. Put my jersey in the Raptors and called it cool.
Hey, but really, though, that's peak entertainment. If you can do that, make two albums that are platinum, diamond, whatever, walk off into the sunset, give a people song every 5 years.
I wish I had money back then so I can go to a concert, but too bad now.
Yeah, you know, I wish I was 6'5".
Yeah, shit's crazy, bro. Anywho, did y'all see the Duolingo Owl mascot got killed today?
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Cybertruck ran it over.
No.
Why?
Wait, did it really?
Yeah, that's the story they're going with.
Oh.
They're trying to figure out who was driving the Cybertruck.
I saw that the Duolingo account posted a picture of the bird smiling with the caption, "Say Drake." And then shortly after, they announced that the bird, the buho, passed away.
Are they implying something?
That's what I understood from it, but I could be wrong.
That's crazy, bro. So
if they say the mascot died, was it the person inside the suit or?
Nah, just the little fictional mascot thing, the owl.
How the hell you kill off a fictional character?
Well, the Cybertruck, I guess. Fuck, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go the literal route.
I just saw the fucking, how do I? And he's floating up to heaven. Like, bro, RIP, man.
They put a picture of him in the clouds?
Yeah, sure did.
I don't know what happened. Tell me when my Spanish a ton.
Yeah, no, I use it all every day. I don't know.
Hold on. Side note, not to get away from what you said, James. Greg, obviously give your thoughts if you have some. But didn't you have a topic that you didn't get to last week, Greg?
Yeah, it was an ashtray.
Oh, okay. Do you have any thoughts on this owl getting this mascot getting killed?
Yeah, he got what he deserved.
Hey, yo. You don't like languages?
I don't like getting emails. You know what I'm saying? Notifications.
Do you have Duolingo?
Yeah.
What languages are you learning?
I was learning Japanese despite James, but I've since stopped.
That's fucked. I still learn Japanese.
Man, that'd have been cool as shit to hear y'all come on the podcast. I'm not going to try to sound like them because that's racist, but that shit would have been hard as fuck.
Just arguing in Japanese?
Or, you know, just y'all sound like two villains. Hey, what are you doing here? You know how it sounds.
That's crazy.
Racist.
No, what are you... That is not racist. That is so not racist.
We just lost our Japanese listeners. Please come back.
I hear the clips going off right now.
No.
Subscribe.
I didn't do anything wrong. Well, let me rewind, right? Because I mentioned the Super Bowl. We mentioned commercials. We got to talk about the elephant in the room.
Wait, real quick. I wanted to give you the quote that they said that why he died.
Oh, okay.
He probably died waiting for you to do your lessons, but what do we know? Gaslighting, bro.
For the record, I have a 500 and like 40 something day streak, so I ain't the reason he died.
Like, kiss my ass, bro. Yeah. Shit. Anyway, moving on.
I've been keeping you alive. Okay. So obviously share your thoughts if you have any. We had a listener. Greg, do you want to address the listener's question? I believe he's associated with you. He's an associate of yours.
What do you want me to say?
Okay, so Jaime. Right? Is this the man's name? He asked, will Drake ever recover?
I think his name's Jamie.
He asks, will Drake ever recover? Is Drake a man? Why is Drake in Australia for a tour, but they only have one big city? Are Drake fans also as weak?
Perpetual Drake hater, bro. those questions I would expect from him. I don't think Drake has to do anything to recover. I think Drake's still Drake. But Jaime loves Jay-Z, bro, so I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. James, what were your immediate thoughts following the performance?
The halftime show?
Yes.
Oh, because like I didn't watch the Drake concert. What are we talking about? It's like I wasn't in Australia. Anyway, I thought it was cool. I can see why people didn't like it, but I thought it was still decent. Of course, there's always going to be the Prince performances, the Beyonce and Bruno Mars, that was Coldplay's halftime show, but you remember Beyonce and Bruno Mars. But I thought it was, for what he was saying, I thought it was still pretty good. And sticking true to what he is and not trying to put out this grand old like performance. He just stuck to rapping and what he knows and stuff. So I thought it was dope. I still liked it.
I too was a fan, especially whenever I saw SZA's fine ass just chilling. And then she was singing. I don't care if her mic was on or not. People saying her mic was off. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
She could have sounded like an injured cat. I'd have still been glued to the TV. You know, Sam Jackson portraying, you know, Uncle Sam, the imagery of it, you know, the symbolism. I would have picked some other songs, you know, for his set list, but I think I understand, you know, the mission, the motive. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. I was one of those people. As the song started playing, I said, "Surely not. He ain't gonna do it."
I didn't think he was,
and then he did it. And listen, whichever side of the beef you stand on, I gotta believe if there's a winner and loser in this, there's now a clear winner. That's how I felt at the end of it. Drake, like Greg said, Drake is still Drake. He's got all his numbers, all his monies.
He's going to be okay. Needs.
But people, what I see on Twitter is, you know, a lot of dismissing Kendrick. But let's get down to the brass tacks. It was a beef, and beefs usually end with wins and losses. I think having that Super Bowl performance kind of just, you know, puts him ahead of the ribbon. I think he wins the beef. Where it goes from here, I don't know, but I enjoyed the performance.
I think I saw that Drake said he had something for that halftime show or something, but I don't know like what that means. But I'd say, like I said, Drake's gonna be okay. There's always gonna be Drake fans. He'll be fine. But just to do that, like, you know, however many people are watching the Super Bowl and stuff is just crazy to me. And also, just I feel like it was just like any other beef. You just beat it to the ground until that's it. Just like Drake and the Meek Mill beef. Drake was playing all those Charged Up and all those other songs at all of his concerts and showing all those memes and stuff on his concerts and all that as well. So, I mean, it is what it is. You just take your L's and keep moving. But it just the fact that he did that and just at the Super Bowl is just wild to me. But anyway, also, I'll let Greg talk, but I have some facts about the symbolism of his performance.
Greg, do you have any thoughts on
it? Yeah, I thought it was boring. I get the whole symbolism. I get it. I think just because something's symbolic doesn't make it entertaining. I mean, you can be symbolic and boring. Look at fucking Schindler's List. Ain't nobody lining up to watch that shit.
Damn.
I mean, other than that, it was whatever.
I thought you weren't going to watch it.
I wasn't, dude. I didn't fucking want to. I was sitting on the couch in my recliner, and my sister wanted to watch it. So I was like, well.
Here we are.
I'm not getting up. But I mean, I was watching the video while it was on. I was watching the video on how to use a foam roller. So I mean, I wasn't really invested. I will say that shit was boring though, bro. I mean, that shit was buns. Whatever, bro.
What did you want him to do?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't want him to be there. First of all, I mean, what the fuck is that? But the crowd was dead up until he started playing the Drake disc, which I mean, y'all can sit here and try to say it wasn't, but that's a fact. That's all. I mean, you know, that's it. You know, but I mean, you know, it's whatever. I texted Drake. You know what I'm saying, after the halftime show.
Sure, you did.
So, answer this question, James. Before you get into your facts, and both of you give me an answer. What determines whether or not a Super Bowl halftime performance was good or memorable or anything like that? Is it how the fans were into it or how it's portrayed by the media? Like, what makes it a good performance in your eyes?
For me, it's just how it made me feel while I was watching it. And we can sit here and say, like, yeah, it was boring and stuff like that. But every article in the media, the last four Super Bowl performances, the media has all hated them. Everyone's on Twitter saying, I hated Usher's performance. It wasn't great. I hated Dr. Dre and their performance. I hated, I forgot, Rihanna. I hated the Rihanna performance. All of this, I don't know, something's adding up right there, and there's a common denominator, but this is beside the point.
Black.
But I just think it's just whatever it makes me feel and how I feel about it watching it. So that's really how I determine what performances I like and stuff.
I don't know. I like the Usher halftime show. I don't know, because like I did complain about the Usher halftime show because he was he has too many hits and he was cycling through them too fast. Shit, I don't know, bro. I don't wanna fucking message during my Super Bowl. But I mean, you know, back in the day we used to have Super Bowl parties and we'd be all fucked up and watching the game with a bunch of people, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I just wanted to turn up.
Okay.
That's what makes it good to me is I want something that, you know, I don't have to think about.
Got you.
Break it down for us.
What about you?
I mean, it just depends. I know. I think I go into it with the something in my mind already. Like with The Weeknd, I wanted to hear the songs that I like, and it's The mm-hmm. Weeknd, so in my eyes, he can do no wrong. Beyonce, she's a performer, so I was just excited to see what she pulls out. Like Greg said, Usher has hits, so I just want to hear his music. Bruno Mars, same thing. For Kendrick, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the biggest Kendrick fan. You know what I'm saying? That it's not like hearing his name was what I dreamed of hearing, but everything surrounding it, you know, the music that he's been making by way of this beef, it's drama. And in today's day and age, that's what keeps the people going. Mm-hmm. It's provocative. And so it's just that, you know, he flirted with that line and then he did it. And it's entertaining to me. I'm messy like that sometimes. And so, yeah, I think that's why I enjoyed it. And also, again, SZA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, SZA was nice.
Yeah.
Makes y'all sense. Go see her new movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Saw the movie. It was really good. I think it reminds me a lot of, like, the Friday vibes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll do a part two or not, but I wouldn't be mad if they did.
Talk to us about the symbolism.
All right. Get into it. How many facts do I have? It was 6 facts. All right. I just wanted to make sure before I had run down the whole fucking show. Anyway, Samuel Jackson, y'all saw he's playing Uncle Sam, normally depicted by a white man, but this is Sam Jackson. So he's kind of like bringing up his character from Django, Steven, if y'all remember, mm-hmm. the Uncle Tom of the movie. And it refers to Harriet Beecher's novel from 1852, Uncle Tom's Cabin, referring to Black Americans who turned their back on the Black community. And, you know, that's what really Sam Jackson was doing, just like, hey, perform for these white people. Don't be acting crazy up there, basically what was going on. And I don't know if y'all noticed Sam Jackson's jacket. He had the stars on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was 16 stars. So between 1850 and 1858, there were 16 free states, and during this time, the U.S. Navy was actively pursuing slave traders, and this flag was designed purposely to omit the slave states. So that's why there were 16 on this fucking thing.
Nice.
The first thing he said, the revolution is about to be televised, and you picked the right time with the wrong guy. This line is a reference to Jill Scott's heroine's 1971 poem, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised," which argues that changes does not come from corporations but individuals. And that the media will not showcase the violence of racism. But as you can tell, he says this on TV, and he's saying the revolution is happening right now and on the Super Bowl halftime show, and it's being televised.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're in that box, that white box, and he's playing peekaboo or whatever. All right, so this is like the mass incarceration. As they're dancing and stuff like that and going crazy with peekaboo and stuff, it's basically like all the prisoners in the prison yard. Basically, it's to highlight the issues of mass incarceration and the racial disparities behind bars. Black Americans that are incarcerated at a much higher rate than white Americans, even with the same type of crimes. So it's really just to highlight that. And then the American flag, what they were doing and stuff, when Humboldt came on, it kind of indicates that America was built on Black Americans during slavery. And after that, they part the flag. And it's just the divide of the flag to show how the states are divided right now because everybody hates everybody, the cultural divide. And the last one is the 40 acres and a mule. Before he's performed Not Like Us, he raps about 40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than music. The line is referenced to reparations promised to Black Americans following the end of slavery. And on January 16, 1865, Union General William T. Sherman's Special Field Order No. 15 called for each formerly enslaved family to receive 40 acres of land that they never got. So, boom, facts.
We didn't even, well, first of all, thank you, James. We'll say in honor of Black History Month, well, we added that little tidbit because we didn't celebrate our Black History Month last week. And
That's really why I just put all those facts in it.
Fuck Google and every other corporation who's deciding to get rid of minority or different community days, months, holidays, things like that. But mm-hmm. yeah, Black History Month till February 29th. And if there is no February 29th, I'm sorry that I got confused with the leap year. Damn it.
I think it's 28.
Yeah, there's
no. You know what, damn it? I said I was sorry. Y'all got anything else?
One more thing. I don't know if y'all got any new shows y'all are watching or nothing, but I just want to see what y'all been checking out and stuff, and then we can close up.
Apple TV's Shrinking, Apple TV's Severance, Apple TV's The Silo.
You watching all those?
Yep, and I'm rewatching New Girl.
I knew there had to be a repeat somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jew Gray.
I accidentally started The Boys the other day. It was all right. I got like four episodes in. I haven't gone back to it. I'm still rewatching AOT. But I think that's it, man. Oh, I watched The Recruit. Did we talk about that? The season two of The Recruit?
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It was all right. I mean, it's a good show. Good to just something to watch. Mo season two came out. That shit was fire. I binge watched that in a fucking day. Go watch that. Beautiful storytelling.
What's that on?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Fire show, bro.
How do you like those shows that you're watching?
Silo's cool. I'm probably gonna end up reading the book because I can't wait for new seasons. Shrinking's pretty funny. It's got Jason. What's the tall motherfucker's name?
Siegel.
Is that Siegel?
I think it's Jason Siegel.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's in it. There's a couple other people. I stumbled upon that one, and then Severance is being talked about. It's one of the best shows out, and it's only two seasons in. So,
yeah,
pretty good.
I just got Apple TV just to check out those shows, but I just haven't started them yet. I've been watching Evil on Netflix.
Dang, I wanted to wait. Which one's that?
It's the one with the. Did you watch Luke Cage? No. Did you watch Luke Cage on Netflix?
No.
Okay, well, it's that that actor that played Luke Cage, and he's like a.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. They have that one episode I saw on Twitter where they had like a demon or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I look crazy.
That shit is fucking wild, bro. I don't know what's real, what's fake, if these demons are real or if they're just in their mind. Shit's wild. Been watching that. I've watched The Three Body Problem, another mind fuck of a show. I think I'm going to read the books because I need some more of that. That shit's crazy. They got a new season coming out later on this year, but I ain't waiting for that shit. Squid Game season 2. Binge through that shit. Shit's crazy. Of course, some anime. The fuck else did I watch? Oh, I watched the Fly Me to the Moon where they fake the moon landing and shit like that with Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson. Movie it's funny. It's y'all should check it out. It's on Apple TV if you want to check it out, G. The one anime that I finished yesterday, and just hear me out real quick because it's funny. It's called The 100 Girlfriends, and Buddy has to get 100 girlfriends because that the god in that universe or whatever was watching a reality TV show while he was doing his like bio for when he was born and fucked up. Instead of putting one soulmate, he put 100. So Buddy has to get 100 girlfriends, or if he doesn't, they'll die. So Buddy's just running through trying to get all these girls and stuff, and the god is just looking at him like, dude, all you have to do is just walk up and just look into their eyes and stuff. So he's just picking up all these chicks and shit, and it's just fucking insane. But it's just funny because this dude is watching fucking I don't know, Storage Wars, some bullshit, and fucked up. But anyway, that's all I've been watching.
Sounds like somebody I know. 100 girlfriends.
Greg.
Whoa. True. Actually, if you take the first two digits out of that, that's how many girlfriends I got. Zero.
All right, fellas. Well, another good episode in the books, episode 54, Brews and Banter. Be sure to keep following the Instagram, Brews and Banter _pod. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcast from, Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. Like, follow, subscribe, share. Please, it means a lot. I think we're up to almost 60 subscribers across just two platforms. That's not including some of those, you know, other platforms besides Apple and Spotify. So shouts out to y'all. I really appreciate the love. Guys, what do we got?
Anime Corner Pod dropped a Black History Month episode on Tuesday, and I should have another episode coming out Friday for Valentine's Day, but we'll see if I actually finish it. So that's all I got.
Just going to repeat. You got to subscribe because I think we're pushing like 200 listeners, but we're only getting 30 of us subscribed. That's fucked up. I got kids, and I'm trying to fucking feed them.
Subscribe, please.
Subscribe, please. All right, y'all. This one's for Nish. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. Peace.